our home was a farm. It was located up where is now, and so I had being on a farm. I had chickens to feed, cows to milk, hogs to slop. But yeah, I had a lot of chores as a kid.
And what did you all do for fun as children?
Okay, Roswell at that time had not started. We started the Youth Day Parade in Roswell the year that we were in juniors, sophomores or juniors in high school, in 1952 or three, somewhere along in there, was the first Youth Day Parade, and it was to raise money to have a skating rink, and not ice skating, just regular skates. And we a lot of us skated. They would block off a street in Roswell and let us skate on that street. At that time, the traffic was not that bad, so they could just block off a small street and you skated there. We also had what they called the Lebanon Community House, and we often skated there, and we did had picnics and roasted hot dogs and that type of thing. So most of our things, though, were connected with churches. Most of the churches would provide, they would have youth programs that they, you know, we all would go to and do hay rides, picnics. We would drive into Atlanta to some of the areas, to the park. What was the name of that park we went to?
I forgot.
It's closed now, but anyway, we did that type of thing.
Tell me about the hay rides. Like, just what happens? How do they work?
Well, they usually someone, and it normally, most of the time, it wound up being one of our trucks from our business.
Uh-huh.
Put a good layer of hay in the truck so it would be comfortable in the bed. And of course, everybody loads up and go to. To a park.
We went to Stone Mountain.
Yeah,
and
what was the one down at Wyuka?
Chastain Park.
Chastain. We used to go to Chastain Park a lot, and we'd have a Winnie roast when we got there, and play games, and of course, some people, you know, not us, some people would smooch. They'd try to smooch on that truck, but it was a lot of fun. We made trips to hay rides to Lake Lanier, Chastain, different places, and it was usually, as Norma said, it was usually a church trip, so it was pretty straight.
When you would do this, would it be like the little kids all together, and then the big? The high school age kids, or would it be everybody in the back?
No, it was divided mostly with age. Usually it was the youth programs, yeah. Not the younger children, but usually it was the youth, what we would call youth today, and would do that. And we had chaperones, just like, you know, they do now. And most of them was people who worked in the church, maybe the minister and maybe his wife and that type of thing.
And you said you worked on. You lived on a farm.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of did you, when you had family meals and things, was it the food that you had raised on the farm?
Oh yeah.
What were some of your sort of favorite family meals?
Well, I always loved fried chicken.
Uh-huh.
My mom could cook that fried chicken, but we wouldn't think about having a meal now. For instance, breakfast. It was not unusual to have bacon, sausage, maybe a pork chop, all for breakfast, because we normally got up